السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشدنا وعيدنا من شرور أنفسنا، أما بعد. الحمد لله، we thank Allah Ta'ala for having blessed us once again with the beautiful day of Jumu'ah, the second Jumu'ah of this month of Ramadan. If you recall, last week we discussed the importance of building the habit of sending salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this day of Jumu'ah. Another good habit for us to develop on this day of Jumu'ah is to try and come early for Salatul Jumu'ah. This is something in other parts of the world you notice that people come hours before Salatul Jumu'ah, such that when the Imam starts the khutbah, the masjid is already packed to capacity. In our country, most masajid, you'll find that there's just a handful of individuals who come early for Salatul Jumu'ah. The majority of people come as the Imam is speaking, or sometimes as the Salah is going on. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentions, مَنِ اغْتَسَلَ غُسْلَ الْجَنَابَةِ, that individual who will take a ghusl, he will take a bath on the day of Friday, ثُمَّ رَاحَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَدَنَهُ, and then he comes early for Salatul Jumu'ah. The first group that will come for Salatul Jumu'ah, they will get the reward as if they have sacrificed a camel. ثُمَّ مَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ, then that second group, those who come after them, they will get the reward كَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَقَرَةً, as if they have sacrificed a cow. Then وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ, the third group of individuals who will come, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ كَبَشًا, they will get the reward as if they have sacrificed a ram. مَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الرَّابِعَةِ, then the fourth group of individuals who come, كَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ دَجَاجَةً, they will get the reward as if they have sacrificed a chicken. مَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الْخَامِسَةِ, and then those who come after them, the fifth group that of individuals that come, كَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَيْضَةً, they'll get the reward as if they sacrifice an egg. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامُ, once the Imam comes and he starts delivering the khutbah, then the angels, they close their books and they also start listening attentively to the khutbah. So we learn from this hadith that the earlier a person comes for Salatul Jumu'ah, the more reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. Yes, it is understandable that many of us, you know, have work, we have school. It's difficult to come early every week for Salatul Jumu'ah. Sometimes we get delayed, sometimes we get caught up in traffic. But we shouldn't make this a habit that we plan on coming right at the end of Salatul Jumu'ah. There are some individuals I've heard saying that, you know what, the talk starts at 12, then the sunnahs are 12:20, then the khutbah, okay, that's 12:30, then the salah, 12:35, okay, 12:37. So if I come at that time, I'll still be able to catch my Salatul Jumu'ah. Yes, while from a fiqhi standpoint, your Jumu'ah will still be valid, but that is against the spirit of salah, of the day of Jumu'ah. And a person is missing out on the great reward that is attached to coming early for Salatul Jumu'ah. So we should try and make this a habit in our lives. Where we do have the opportunity, especially if we have a day off, or if we're able to come a little bit earlier, then we should try and come as early as possible. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us more reward the earlier we come. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.